Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
And the gospel is also a person, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It encompasses not just that thought of the death, the burial, and resurrection, but it speaks of Him and Him alone. Only Jesus Christ could die for our sins. Only Jesus Christ would be buried. And by the way, why is that such an important part when we talk about the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ according to Scripture? You cannot forget the part about the burial. Why is that so important, preacher? Well, because that the burial, you don't bury a live man, okay? The burial is a seal that, yes, he was dead, fully dead. A lot of people, you know, who were unbelievers, well, he kind of, what's the word, Doug? The Lord just in a swoon, the swoon theory. Okay, we learned that in school years ago, and I don't even know what that means, except he was just like unconscious, you know. I use that big word, swoon, but like he wasn't really dead. He was just kind of swooning, whatever, but he wasn't really dead. And he just kind of come out of it after 3 days. No, he was dead, very much dead. The gospel asserts four vital truths. Now listen to this. There's four vital truths in the gospel. Number one, that Jesus Christ died for our sins. That's vital. That's substitutionary, and it's a sacrifice. He died for our sins on the cross of Calvary. And I love this. Jesus did not say, "I am finished." Jesus said, "It is finished." He died for our sins. That was the whole purpose of Him coming into this world, to seek and to save that which was lost, and that He would die for the sins of all mankind. And yes, Jesus tasted death for every man, Calvinist notwithstanding. Amen, preacher. Died for everyone, not just a chosen few, but for all mankind, okay? So he died for the sins of all mankind. Jesus Christ died for our sins. The second truth, He was buried. It's the evidence of the reality and the totality of His death. Not only did He die for our sins, He was buried, which is that evidence that He really did die. When Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus begged for the body of Christ, they took Him down from the cross. Remember, before they took Him down, the soldiers had come, and they were going to break His legs because it's getting late. Crucifixion, I won't go into that, time won't allow, but it's the cruelest form of death ever invented by man. And sometimes people would hang on the cross for days, suffering in agony. Well, they had to hurry up, so they went to break the legs of Jesus, and they found out He was already dead. Stuck the spear into His side. And of course, we find out about the water and the blood, and that's a whole another thing of what that implies. But anyway, He was dead, very dead, and then He was buried. He was placed into a tomb. And then the third vital truth, and the most important, He rose again. Without the resurrection, my friend, there could be no salvation. He could have died, shed His blood on Calvary, but if He did not resurrect, there could not be salvation. He would have been just like the other great religious leaders, and I use that term loosely, who amassed all these followings are still today, who are dead, but He rose again. The fourth great truth that we find, and don't miss this, according to the Scriptures. It was prophesied according to the Scriptures. He died, He was buried, and He resurrected according to the Scriptures. The facts of the gospel are not only important historically, but also prophetically. I have some notes here, but just for your benefit, I see some of you are taking notes. Psalm 16:10, Psalm 22, Isaiah 53 and others talk about his death, his burial, and his resurrection, all in the Old Testament, prophesied that Jesus would die, prophesied that he would be buried, and that prophesied that he would rise again. And all that was according to Scripture, that it might be fulfilled. So four tremendous truths that we find in the gospel. I don't want you to miss it. Number one, that Jesus died for our sins. Number two, that he was buried. Number three, that he rose again. And number four, it was all according to Scripture. Now, I'll spend a little bit of time here before I move on. It's interesting to note that all three persons of the Godhead, the Trinity, the Triunity, the Godhead, were involved in our Lord's death and in his resurrection. All of them. We think of just the Lord, but you know the Father was involved in it, and the Holy Ghost was very much involved in his death and in his resurrection. We find in John chapter 3, verse number, let's just go to verse number 16. God was involved in the death of his son. We're not even going to Isaiah 53, where it said that it pleased God to bruise him. It's talking about Jesus Christ. That God sent his son, Jesus, in order for us to have eternal life. We see this in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That was God's part. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So God had part in Jesus' death in that he sent him for that purpose. He also had a part in his resurrection. Acts chapter number 2, verse number 24. Let's go back in verse number 23. Him, speaking about Christ, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, God in eternity past had already planned this, that Jesus Christ would come and die for our sins in eternity past. He planned this according to his foreknowledge. Ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, speaking of Christ. Now, verse number 24, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death. So we see the Father, God, had a part in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Not only a part in his death, but a part in the resurrection of the Son. Why did God have a part in that? Because remember when we went through the book of Hebrews and it talked about, and I taught this when I was in South Sudan here a week or two ago. And they asked about that. That when Jesus Christ was laid in that tomb, his lifeless body lay there, but Jesus Christ was alive, very much alive. His spirit, we went to the book of Hebrews, where he went up and he offered his own blood once and for all on the altar that was in heaven today. And so that God approved, was not only approved of his death, but of that sacrifice that he made in the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary that was taken up by Jesus' own hands to the altar, and God was appeased for our sin. And because of that, he raised Christ up from the dead. Jesus, in John chapter number 10, of course, it's obvious about Jesus' own death. Look in verse number 11, John 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse number 15. As the Father knoweth me, even so now know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus said, I'm going to die for you. He did this on his own volition.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.